YBF, KEADAE. How are you doing tonight?
This is KC8YBF. Good afternoon. Well, evening now, I guess. It's after 5, so classifies as evening. I'm doing much better. I'm out of work on a Friday, so that's looking better.
Copy that. Yeah, me too. And it's still sunny out when we get out of work. What a nice surprise. And it's not frigid.
Yeah, that makes it a whole lot nicer here to have some sunshine and not below zero temperatures and winds blowing at 30 miles an hour. So it almost seems like a spring day.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but that I think is just it's a ploy. You know, watch out, because next week we're going to get a big snowstorm. I don't know when. They say it's supposed to be upwards of almost 40 sometime next week, but I think they're lying somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it'll come back and bite us somewhere. We'll get a snowstorm in March or something here. And yeah, we'll wait for the other shoe to drop here on the weather. But I'll take this a little reprieve here for the next few days. And I seen, yeah, it was supposed to be upper 30s or close to 40 in some areas, southern part of the state, whatever. So, but supposed to get a snow-rain mix or something on Monday, I guess. We'll see how that pans out, if that'll change 10 times between now and then. So, but I'll take this. I went out for lunch today from work, and I said, boy, this is kind of nice. I didn't have to put on the heavy gloves and pull up my collar to block the wind and that. So it was quite nice. So hopefully the weekend is somewhat enjoyable, too.
I kind of like that today myself. Having these super cold temperatures that we've been getting used to, where it's down in the single digits, easily down in the single digits at night, sometimes even below zero for a bit, and then only maybe up into the teens for the day, you start to get used to that. And shoot, making it seem like this 30-degree weather is T-shirt time.
Oh yeah, that's usually the case. Once you get a day like this, you'll see people out walking and they'll have shorts on and a sweatshirt or something, because yeah, it's still cold. If you're a person up here from Florida, you still got winter clothes on, and for us, anything it breaks that cold spell and gets to the 30s, boy, it's the break out the shorts time. So, I've seen them do that before.
Yeah, I'm kind of waiting to see my first motorcycle on the road here in the next couple days or something like that. You know, someone's going to get it out and just, you know, gotta roll out the bugs for the winter or something like that.
Yep, I have two of them sitting under the covers on the tenders in my garage, but they will not be out for quite some time yet. So, They don't go out until all of the salt is off the road, so at least one really good rainstorm or a couple of them to get all the salt off. But I've gone out on Christmas Day. I've gone out on New Year's Day before when the roads, there was snow on the ground, but they hadn't salted anything to mess everything up. So I've done that.
It can't be any worse than bundling up and getting out on the snowmobile and running 70, 80 mile an hour on those things.
Yeah, used to do that as kids, but not anymore. And, of course, the snowmobiles are a lot more advanced than they were back when I was growing up. There were no heated anything on them. So you just bundled up and threw a scarf over your face, and most time we didn't wear helmets back then or anything, but now they got heated gear, they got heated helmets, they got heated seats and grips and foot heaters on the sled. So my son-in-law has one. Him, boss, and a couple of the other workers were up the UP last week for the weekends of snowmobiling. So yeah, everything's heated now, but on the bikes that I got fairings on them and windshields, so that's all the protection I've got.
Got one up for grabs.
somebody else out there. What'd they say again?
KB8MCI. I got one up for grabs.
What was that, a motorcycle or a snowmobile?
Motorcycle.
Okay, what is it?
It's a Harley Fat Bob. It has only got 5,700 miles on it.
Okay, this is KC8YVF. My name here is Ron. Yeah, fortunately, both of mine, I have an 82 that I ride as my daily bike to work and back. That's only got about 57,000 on it. And my weekend long distance bike is a 04 Goldwing, and that's got 115,000 on it. So, got a few miles on the bike.
Yeah, this is a 2010, and it's, like I said, it's only got 5,700.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few like that. I've even up on Facebook and that, the marketplace of several bikes that I said, well, they've been gently used and not even broke in. I've seen some that have been 10, 15 years old and only got a couple of thousand miles on them. So over to the other station.
As much as I used to. I don't know if I like them. I ended up selling them.